You can attribute several of these primary contests to retiring lawmakers. 11 representatives decided to leave their seats this election cycle, and every one of those districts has a primary. In some of those districts, voters have plenty of options. For example, the seat being vacated by longtime Assemblyman Dave Travis in Madison has 6 Democrats running. The Oshkosh district that opened up when Carol Owens decided to step down has 5 Republicans vying for it. When 26-year-old Assembly veteran Barbara Gronemis of Whitehall decided to step down, it drew bipartisan interests. 6 Democrats and 2 Republicans are on the primary ballot with hopes of winning her seat. Across the state, there are 8 primaries where whoever wins is essentially guaranteed the job. That's because the other party is not fielding any candidates for the November general election. But there is a higher-than-usual number of contested seats this year. That's partly because Democrats recruited lots of candidates in hopes of picking up at least 3 Assembly districts. If they can pull that off in November, and they hold on to the Senate, they'd run the full legislature and the governor's office for the first time in more than 2 decades. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.